We'd like to welcome everyone to Conversations with Maitreya today. These weekly conversations with Maitreya will be open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. And please keep your questions on topic for the mission of Maitreya. Do not be combative. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will also be taken in text, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in a lecture, and please do not grab the mic. Please listen to the answer to your last question before typing another. Those who do not follow this simple rule will be red-dotted. They, however, will be given one more chance for follow-up questions. If they continue to be disorderly, they will be red-dotted permanently. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously. And now we welcome Salom Maitreya.
Hello everybody, indeed welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. We invite all of you to study our teachings and revelation and see the truth that has come to humanity, and indeed humans have gone far away from God and they are deep in Maya and a natural way of thinking, instead of looking to the nature and see how God has intended for this to work. And now this is the call to the East and the West, to all religions and races and human and beings on earth. This is the religion for all of them. It's not been sent for one or two group or races or a special people, but it's been sent for the whole humanity, and we can see that the whole earth is in upheaval, and the destruction and separation between them is apparent all over the place. Of course, that is what is been prophesied to come and to happen. And this room, of course, has been designed for all of you to come here, and was hoping that it will be a lively room, that we will discuss the subtleties of our teachings and the beauty that is revealed to man, and how if we put the dogmas out of religions and understand the pure message from God, we can see all of the religions, no matter who they are, where they are, if you are following Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Baha'is, or any other religion, they are all from the same God. There is no separation between them at all. And if we understand that and see how the way is also given to bring the kingdom of God on earth, and how God truly has sent the explanation, how the history has been guided to this point, we will see we have all the answers for humanity to come together and become one. Human indeed is in the brink of reaching out to the space and recognizing and realizing that they can have unlimited resources in their hand, and they can completely send all the polluting industry to an inhabitant planets, so we can return Earth to the natural beauty that it used to have. So the door has been opened. The revelation has come for all men to see and return to nature and God's way, and seeing what everything has been created for and what it was intended and how it was intended to be used. If we can look like God, which has created the universe, then we can become more and more natural and live natural ways. We have gone far away from that kind of living, and our lives have become very artificial, and the intellect indeed has taken over the intuition and seeing God's way. Therefore, we can see that human is the brink of a great evolutionary leap and a stage, and we are the forerunner of this leap and volunteers and pioneers of bringing this message to man and making them realize that the religion is okay. We are not trying to convert Christians to Judaism, or Judaism to Islam, or Hindus to Buddhism, or any of them to any other religion. Your religion is okay, but realize how God has promised others also to send different revelations, and now you have to expand and come out of your specific understanding of God and see the whole plan and revelation, not be converted but expanded to the new understanding, and therefore you become as another people and see the essence of God in every man and woman on earth. And when you do that, of course, you have shattered all the numbness of the mind and all the disease of the spirit of mind that keep humanity from progressing in a greater degree and accelerated way to God. And this, of course, is accomplished so completely that if you really go to our website and study our teaching and come to our room and listen to the readings that is done every day, 3 times a day, in our other rooms, and if you really delve into the depth of this revelation, you can realize one sentence of what is in the holiest of the holiest is equal to thousands of books has been written about God. And if you see this strength and beauty, of course, how can you resist not to be a part of the last major revelation from God and the beginning of a new era for man and humanity of cooperation and oneness? We cannot stay separate any longer. Those who promote separation and still hang into the religions or cultures or understanding, they will create more suffering for themselves and others, and eventually they will not succeed, because that is not the will of God. Of course, they have put God out of everything in their lives. Therefore, when they say it is not the will of God, they say, who? God, the one who created us, who has created this manifested world and has set nature in everything that he has created. And if we understand the nature of everything, then we understand the dharma of that thing, and we can follow it and therefore create no karma. If you follow dharma, you do not create karma. Hey, they rhyme, dharma, doesn't it? If you follow karma, you don't create. If you follow dharma, you don't create karma. It's very simple as that. So, what is dharma? Dharma is the nature of everything. If we understand the nature of everything in this universe and we follow it in our lives, what is the nature of man? What's the nature of woman? What's the nature of child? What's the nature of the society? And the nature of Everything in this universe, of course, will bring harmony and unity to humanity. This is the time for man to meditate on this wonderful thing that has come to them and bring a natural life and living in their own life, in their own family, in their own society, and create an environment that follows God's way as intended, as it was intended and is created. We do not follow what is intended. That's why God is out in every aspect in our lives, and that is why there is so much confusion. And if you listen to the people who discuss their lives, they really don't know what is correct, what is not correct, what's right, what's wrong, and therefore they make their own understanding and they just go along, you know, with the trail of, you know, life. They just don't know what is correct, what is not correct. And that's why the manual has been sent by God to humanity as the scriptures, as the natural way of things are. And the more we become closer to that consciousness, the more we understand the nature of things, and therefore we follow them. Therefore, now is for all of us to meditate on all these things and recognize that God indeed has unified all religions of the world. He has sent them all. We are one human on earth. There is no separation between us. And if we separate ourselves from each other, it is just ego and delusion and destruction with it. Of course, this room is mostly for discussion and conversation. If you have any questions, we hope that you have gone to our website. That is one of the requirements, that we ask everybody go to our website and at least become familiar with the base of our teachings. And then, of course, come here and ask questions. The whole room was intended to have discussions in a deeper level about the mission and its teachings with those that they have become familiar with the teaching, and therefore they become proficient in discussing this thing with other people. So it's a good opportunity while I'm in the body and I'm with you to understand this teaching in a greater degree, so all of you become great teachers and you can explain this teaching in a greater degree to other people. Therefore, meditate on this and go to the website and see what part of the mission and the teaching is difficult for you to understand. Or if you don't ask questions, I assume that you know it all, and you have realized this revelation to the depth, and you are reaching and teaching people in a greater degree. And that is the whole idea of the mission, to reach to humanity, to every part of the man and humans, and teach them this revelation, and make them realize that, yes indeed, none of these religions have the last answer or the whole answer until the revelation of the seventh angel. And therefore you can understand this in depth, and when I leave my body we will have many good teachers already to take over and teach the teaching that is in here. This is the room of the mission of my church conversation room. This room is to go to our website first and understand our teaching, Kevin, and then come here and ask questions if you have any. So this is not a lecture room. So again, you know, I can come here and say the same thing over and over again, but that has already been said. In fact, truly, this revelation has been finished. It's been all revealed to humanity. It is done, it is written, it is put in the website, it has been lectured, it's been given the answers, the questions, and now really it's you who have to reach out and spread this message to other people because you have studied it and realized it, what it is. And therefore understand this request that I like to see more people know the teaching in a deeper level. Of course, this mission will be done. There is no doubt about it. It is prophesied that his kingdom will come on earth, and it will. There is nothing gonna stop his kingdom to come. As he said many times, he will do things, and he eventually did it. And of course, the sooner we all come together, understand this realization, and come as one body and reach out as one revealer of the truth to humanity, the sooner humanity will hear about us. Many people come to our room and they know their teaching, they know other people's teaching, but they don't know ours. That is what we should have. We should reach a point that the people know about this teaching. So when they come to our room, they already know what we teach. And that needs a lot of reaching out and teaching and spreading and educating humanity. And if you do that, of course, we can reach a point that the people more and more understand what the teaching is. Instead of coming to our room and be unfamiliar with what is the teaching is about. Because the teaching has been explained many times, and it explains how each religion of the world have a part of a greater truth. And God clearly have shown in the visions of the great prophets that the end time and what is going to happen will be a mystery. It will be sealed or will not be revealed until the end time, and it is clearly says that it will not be revealed until the seventh angel or the seventh revelation of God comes. And this is that revelation, that this is that teaching that unifies all the regions of the world and shows how all have come from the same source, from same Godhead, and from same being or spirit. And now we all here to understand this and stop fighting with each other. Stop, you know, saying Islam is no good, or we are the chosen people, we have the last word, or we are the only way. If we understand the only way is the way that will come at the last revelation. Before that, it is a mystery. God is the mystery. No one knows the truth. Not one single soul on this earth knew this revelation of the seventh seal until it was revealed in the holiest of the holies to humanity. So, no Muslim, no Hindu, no Buddhist, no Jews, no Christian, no Muslim had the whole answer. They could not have, because none of them God sent as the revealer of the seventh truth. And now it is on earth. Therefore, we are blessed beyond imagination to have this revelation and this truth that explains everything. And we have been answering, you know, the question for the last 25 years. And now they are all in our website and are all given to man. And the only thing is left to take this revelation and understanding and spread it all through the earth. Of course, you know, the base of our teaching now is being translated to Germany and Danish also. And we appreciate the service that's been rendered doing that. And we call everybody in any other language. It's only one page of our website. And if you have other languages besides English, French, Germany, and Danish, You can send us, you know, translation@maitreya.org, and you can translate that one page for us in any other language, in Spanish, in Arabic, in, you know, whatever language you know, so at least people can read that page in our website and know the base of our teaching in their own language. Of course, if you want to know the depth of our teaching, you have to learn English. That is a requirement of everybody, to learn English. If this revelation came in English, and therefore you understand it best in English, just like Quran came in Arabic, and Muslims say the best you understand Quran if you know Arabic. Of course, Quran came from Muslim, and the Arabic language wasn't worldwide spread language, but English is. English has been chosen. Actually, there is a lot of Arabic is in English, because there was a lot of Arabic in the Spanish language. Spain was under Arabs for 200 years. So God has been planning this for last 12,000 years. So when the Spanish language was affected with Arabic, then French became affected with Spanish and Latin, and then English became affected with French. So we can see that English was chosen as a powerful worldwide language for everyone to know more. You can go to any country, if you don't know the language, any hotel you go there, you can find somebody who speaks English, and therefore God has created this language as the international language. Of course, as English evolves and other people bring other words into it, it becomes even more powerful, just like Dharma and Karma and all things that wasn't in English 50 years ago. Now everybody knows what Dharma means, what Karma means, you know, because it has come to the language. And of course, the people who make dictionaries, they add these words, you know, periodically to English language. Therefore, in the long run, this language absolutely becomes something else, which has beautiful words of all cultures in it. But for time being, if anybody has knows any language that they can translate that one page for us, the base of our teachings, that will help a lot of people at least have a glimpse of what the base of the teaching is. Of course, still they're going to come to our room and say, well, yeah, how could you unify all religions? It's impossible. How could you unify Muslim and Christian, because they have so many discrepancies in their teachings? We could, because we have taken all the dogmas out of their religions and brought it to a pure message of each religion that God intended for that religion to convey to humanity. The rest is really dogma and misunderstanding and misinterpretation, and if we put them out and with a little confirmation and understanding that God really said this revelation come in this time, we can overcome those little discrepancies and realize that, yeah, they all have come from the same source, from same God, and He has been sending all these religions to humanity and man, and now it is for them to come and see the whole truth. And no prophet could have claimed this, what he claimed, because no prophet ever revealed the whole package. It is not only one religion and all religions are unified. It also shows how the kingdom of God can come to humanity on earth, and how the cyclical movement of different kind of human created the history, and how we can prevent the destructive forces come when each period is going to transfer to another one. So the whole package, the whole way has been given to humanity, how to bring a peaceful, a wonderful earth together and create an environment that all these destructive forces on earth will not, you know, manifest as they are. They say there's not enough for everybody on earth. You know, if we have more oil, somebody would not have enough. If we had enough food, somebody else will not have enough. But that is not true, because there are infinite resources in the space, and we are in the brink of reaching to space and travel into it and be able to either find livable planets or make them livable, and we can reach them and create much more room than we have and resources that we need. But we have to expand our vision. If we stay narrow in our religion or our culture or our own understanding, then our vision is limited. That is what the seven angel actually does. One of his work is to expand you, to stretch your imagination, to take you out of your lumber or your little understanding and say, look, the universe is not black and white. It is blue, red, green, and many other infinite colors. You have to come out of that little vision of my culture, my country, my religion, my gender. You have to stretch your imagination out of all of them in order to see as God sees. He sees the universe. He created it. Everything in it is a part of it. There is no separation between them. If we separate any part from another other part, it is a limited vision of us, not God. God doesn't do it. God knows there is no separation. Everything is a part of his body or her body or its body. Can you say this finger is different than that finger? No, it's a part of my body. If these two fingers start fighting with each other, and whose fault is it? Is it God's fault or is it human's fault? So we can see that God indeed have come to expand you, expand your consciousness, and take you back to God. As far as you narrow yourself, no matter what religion you are in, you will not reach God because you are in a bottle. How can one person in the bottle realize what the whole earth means, or whole universe is? Therefore, it's expansion of the mind, coming out of our own little understanding in life that makes us to realize who God is and what was he doing. He cannot have only religion. He cannot separate man from man. He cannot say, your religion is okay, but this religion is not. He has done it all. This all religion has come from the same being, from same spirit. There is no separation between Christians and Jews and Hindus and Buddhists and Muslims and Baha'is and the people that they have a mystical path in any other religion or understanding. There ain't. There is not one hair of separation between them. If they separate themselves, they are in deep delusion. They are deep misunderstanding of God's plan. And that is what this mission does, shatters that delusion, shatters that misunderstanding, that hair of separation. It gives you the ability to look of each person as a part of God. If you do not see everybody as a part of God, then again you separate and your ego is in the way and you cannot go to God. You cannot reach God because God is not limited. How can you reach God, which is unlimited, with your limited ego? You have no choice but to create dogmas and superiority complex and delusion that you are better than other people. You are the only way. We have to choose. This is just ego trip that believes that. The only way is the way that will be revealed with the revealer that will take the mystery of God out of the history. Before there was a mystery in history. There is no mystery in history left. We are absolutely have revealed the mystery of God. If there is no mystery and you understand the teaching, then you are free to free other people. Then you become a savior. That is what savior means. Savior means to free people from their bondage, from their ego, from their misunderstanding and narrow vision. And that is what we do. But revealing this teaching to them, if they accept it 100%, not 90, not 80, not 70, not, you know, continuing, you know, hanging into our old religion and ways, but understanding the whole truth and taking 100%, you are free. You broke all bondages. Of course, the moment you break all the bondages, the family, their culture, the people you live with or are in, wherever you are, it becomes very scary for them because you are now free and they are not. And they, of course, try to change your mind. And that is the human nature. Human likes to not be, you know, accept, would not accept a new religion or new revelation or new way of thinking. Anything new to them is scary. It is something they don't understand it, and because they are conditioned to believe in a set of dogmas or the religion, they will try to take you back to the conditions they are at. Of course, if you still are conditioned yourself and you cannot completely accept that freedom has been offered to you, you know, you still try to find something fault with this expanded vision, so you stay in the condition you are at. But in order to break free is to see the vision clearly, to see the revelation absolutely from God, as it is, see the credential of the revealed truth, and then accept 100%. Then say, okay, still I'm conditioned, but these conditions are what I am putting on myself. I have to go beyond these conditions and free myself to this expanded vision, and therefore forget about, you know, those narrow visions that I have been brought up with. Okay? If you do that, of course, you indeed are saved and you become a savior yourself. Because then you can say the same thing to other people. Look, you are conditioned. You are told to believe what you believe. If you're born in a country which is all Muslim, you become a Muslim, most probably, unless you are a very high soul that you ask them, where is God? Where are you? Where does he come from? You know, how does it look like? And eventually they say, well, you can show me God, I cannot believe you. You want an experience with God from the very childhood. You don't want to just accept a bunch of dogmas and say, yeah, my religion says, you know, believe in this and this and this, and you are saved. Saved to what? I haven't even experienced God. I don't know what it is. I have never seen him, I've never felt him, I have never encountered him. And I'm saved to what? I even don't know what I'm going to be saved into. That's why the first step is have an experience with God. If you haven't had experience with God, you have a religion, you have a bunch of dogma that preacher told you to believe, and now you do. You have an experience, God. You even know what being saved means. And of course, the first step in this path is to have that experience with God, to have that relationship with God. Indeed, Christians are absolutely right that if you don't have an experience with God, you haven't
you know, realize God. So that's absolutely correct. That's what they say, all of them have a special relationship with Christ. Of course, they have to question what kind of relationship is that? Did they really saw and expand their consciousness to the universe and realize God, and now they see what we have here as the truth, and then they can have an expanded vision of God. Well, if you don't have the question or the assertion is, you don't have to touch or feel or see to believe, then what are you believing at? All the prophets had an experience with God, that is what they believe. Okay. Prophet Muhammad had an experience with God. And therefore, he came and became a prophet that brought the revelation to man. Christ had an experience with God. If you have not had that experience, you just have to accept the word of the mullahs. You have to accept the word of the father or brothers or sisters. You haven't known God. You think they know God, but they don't know God either because they haven't experienced either. Now, if you had experienced yourself, now you know if they have just saying the truth or not. Because now you know God. You have an experience with Him. You have, at least you meditated. You have closed your eyes. You have gone within. You have tried to get in touch with Him. You are going in deeper level of your spirit than just with two eyes and two ears, see and hear and accept what is externally told you to believe. And because you have been born in that culture or whatever, you believe in it. But you really don't know God. That's why they can't tell you anything. And you believe. And of course, if you do that, you have not completely understood the depth of the revelations that has come to humanity. And also, what do you believe? Whatever religion you are in right now doesn't have the whole truth. Because the whole truth comes at the time of the seventh angel. Therefore, no matter what you believe, still it is not perfect because it is just a part of a greater truth. No man can know the mystery of God and His plan until they read the holiest of the holies, though the last testament. Only then you can see how God has been sending all religions of the world as a part of a greater truth. Even then, we recommend that you close your eyes, because the eyes are the most powerful senses in the body. Eye sees it, heart desires it, and mind says, I want it. And after a while, you are absolutely drawn into the attraction of the world, and that is when devil gets you. Therefore, close your eyes. These two eyes are the material world eyes. It only sees the matter. You have another eye that sees the spirit. You might not have experienced God completely with meditation, but at least you go a little deeper. Then you want to know the truth. You don't accept dogmas. You do not accept your preacher, no matter what they call, rabbis, father, mullahs, or Brahmins. You look at that person to see if they say the truth. If they have the whole truth, and God says they don't, they cannot have the truth, because God is a mystery until this seventh revelation. Now you know. If you understand our teaching, if you understand the holiest of the holies, though, the last testament, then you know the mystery of God. You know where Christianity falls, where the Jews fall, where the Muslims fall, where the Baha'is fall, where the Hindus and Buddhists and all the mystical paths fall. Then you have a good grip on the revelation of God. That's the only way. We can resist it, we can, you know, fight it. Doesn't matter. That is what God's plan is. And if you want to know the truth of God, He clearly says in His scripture, this is the truth of mine. That is my plan. The end time is going to be a mystery. It's going to be sealed. Even great prophets like Daniel couldn't reveal what it was, because God told him to seal it, to hide it. Don't reveal it. Nobody will know this truth until this revelation. So therefore, it doesn't matter what is your religion, what your preachers is, what you believe, still none of them have the whole truth. Therefore, now God says, now you have to experience it. You have to close your eyes. You have to meditate. You have to awaken your spiritual. That's the first step in your spiritual progress. If you haven't closed your eyes, if you haven't meditated, if you haven't go deeper inside, you have not experienced deeper level of spirit. That is where the true spirit is, in the temple of your body. Therefore, close your eyes. Go into your temple. Choose the silence of your heart. The stillness of your breathing in and breathing out. Let that connection happen. Let you are taken to a deeper, more silent and beauty of the soul. Then, you don't listen to the preacher anymore. You listen to the Word of God. And the Word of God is revealed in the holiest of the holies, which was prophesied at this end time. This is the only revelation that is for a whole humanity. It's not trying to convert you to another religion. It is telling you your religion is okay. It's from God. It's alright. You know? We don't say, well, no, any other religion is not from God, only ours is from God. You say, no, your religion is from God. It's okay. God sent it. Yours is sent too. The only difference is you are just a part of a greater truth that God has been trying to send to humanity. Therefore, keep your religion, but expand yourself. They're not trying to convert you. You convert yourself by being expanded, by going beyond, you know, the narrowness of the mind of what has come before the seventh revelation of God or seventh angel. We are not even the call. We are not even asking you to come and join our little community. We say, be where you are. Just reach out and give this to other people also. Create the community of light wherever you are, based on this new understanding what the community of light should be based on, and how it's based on the eternal divine path. And how eternal divine path reveals the unity of our religion, and each religion have a message in that path. It's not a dogma. You either follow it or you don't. If you follow it, you see that it works. If you meditate, go deep inside in your spirit. If you live in an environment that everybody meditates and is concerned about the community and its welfare and other people in it, you will progress. Anytime something happened bad in the community or you failed, it's okay. You know, just stand up again, meditate and see where did you go wrong? Where did you fail? What was wrong, what you did that was wrong and affected other people or in the community, it wasn't completely kosher, whatever. It's okay. Kamadhi is very forgiving. Kamadhi is of light. People are godly, and God forgives easily, very easily. Indeed, God forgives very easily. We are the one who is not forgiving ourselves. That is the hard part for us. We beat ourselves in the head, you know, I'm terrible, I'm nothing, I'm no good, I'm not worthy of for anything or anybody or anywhere. God doesn't say that. God just laughed at you, said, my son felt. That was cute, the way, you know, he or she was trying to, you know, act so such a high a spiritual person, but he failed or she failed. That's great. Just to stand up and know God is with you anyway, even after you fall. So in the community, you know, the forgiveness is great, and people forgive each other and go on with life and progress in a greater degree, and that is part of a spiritual progress. You correct yourself and other people let you correct yourself. They forgive you and you forgive yourself. Then of course you have to sacrifice. In the community, eternal divine path is absolutely is the baptism of the soul. It turns you around of being a human to being in a spirit. Very few people want to close their eyes and meditate. It's not a human experience. It's so unnatural. My eyes have been open all my life. Of course, God is smart. He makes you go to bed and sleep and you close your eyes anyway. It's different kind of a meditation. But you lose your awareness. The difference between a sleep and meditation is, in a sleep you lose your consciousness and you don't know what happens. In your sleep you just have dreams once in a while, but really you are unconscious. In meditation, you are sitting up and you fall asleep while you are absorbing what's happening to you. So even those who say, well, meditation is no good, they are still asleep. They meditate. You know, some of them even meditate 8 hours a day, but they call it a sleep. They don't call it meditation. So the very first step to close your eyes and meditate is unnatural for human, because it's from the spirit. That's the first step of unnatural thing for carnal human, to close your eyes, chant, dance, meditate, use the rosary, and bring the calm mind to that state that you can see the reflection of the moon in your turbulent consciousness, and then you calm the consciousness, then you can see the reflection of God or moon or being in that calm consciousness. That's the first step. It's absolutely inhuman. Then of course you ask them, go and join a community of light or create a community. You know, I want my own little home or my bed or my apartment. I don't want to live with another people around. I just want to live all by myself. That's the second inhuman thing you are asking them to do. You are asking them to be a spirit, to share, to be able to give of yourself into the life of other people. Then, after all this is, you ask them to sacrifice. What human wants to sacrifice? They want to keep everything for themselves. The very human trend is greed. Greed and sacrifice doesn't go together. It's absolutely, greed is from the flesh, sacrifice is from the spirit. Again, it brings your spirit back out from you. All of that. With all of that, then the next step is to surrender and submit to God. Not my will, but your will be done. Again, which human really wants that? Every human says, no, my will, not your will be done. I am in charge of everything the way I want to do. So again, that is another thing from the spirit, not from human understanding.
And the next step is expand yourself and become universally, shatter all the narrowness of the mind of my religion, my culture, my gender, my... Wow. That's the hard one. All of them are hard ones. But if we can create 144,000 of such beings, then we can shake this earth to understanding of the spirit instead of flesh. We turn them around. We baptize them. That's what's happening when you come to this mission. We're baptized with the spirit, not with the water, but with the spirit. That purifies your spirit. Close your eyes. Experience the depth of your spirit. Instead of your eyes always open and the energy is going on and you're desiring and you're accepting everything in external world as being the truth. It's not. External world is just a relative reality. It's not absolute reality. Absolute reality is a spirit, is God. Unchangeable. Ever present. This external world is a relative truth. It is created. It is not the essence. But what is not essence is not ultimate. Okay? And if you realize this, of course, you have gone to a spirit a little bit. Then create a community of light, or come and join a community of light. That is what actually your progress accelerates 100 times over. Instead of just having a small place for yourself and you think you're great. No. It's just like that yogi at the top of the mountain, and he thought he's a great yogi. And one day he has to go to the city, and the first person pushed him, he was so angry. And suddenly he told himself, why there was so much anger still in me? I thought I'm so calm and collected, and I'm not affected by the external world, and this person pushes me and I am full of anger. That's exactly what comes up like does. It teaches you to see yourself squarely, clearly. Because other people are not going to be as forgiving as yourself. All your problems. So your baggage is going to be lightened and enlightened and lightened, and one day you have no baggage. Then you are a beautiful member of the community that you absolutely love it to be there. You hate it in the beginning, but you are going to love it at the end. As a God's realization is, you fear God in the beginning, but you love it at the end when you truly recognize and realize Him or her or it. Darshan is asking, how do we rid of the anger inside of us? Well, what is the source of your anger? Usually, if we can find the source or the cause of something, especially if it's inside of, the effect usually vanishes by itself. If we concentrate on the anger itself, of course, we are concentrating on the effect, not the cause. The first thing you have to do as yourself, what is the cause of my anger? Of course, it can be multiple cause effects. So, you might say that my anger is because of this and this. And then, of course, your anger is not going to go away. But as you become deeper and deeper, you understand that there's some angers that have many other reasons for it. So there's, to some extent, by meditation and recognizing the reason for our anger or psychological problem, we can overcome some of them. But of course, some of our reactions in this lifetime has deeper
causes that it has nothing to do with this lifetime. It has accumulated in many lifetimes, and of course, again, we have to go deeper inside and meditate and get rid of our anger little by little, and also train ourselves not to become angry in the situation that usually makes us angry. Okay? That's another thing about human. Our anger, especially uncontrolled anger. Anger is not bad. You know, don't think I'm saying anger is bad. Nothing is bad. Everything God has given us is for a reason. You can use anger for a good purpose and drive a point in a situation for someone. So even anger can be two kinds. It can be from knowledge, from passion or ignorance. But if it is an uncontrollable anger and you don't want to have it, it probably comes from subconscious mind, and subconscious mind can be trained. Some people even train their subconscious mind to be successful. Just some group that they preach that in order to go join the church or the group, they re-educate or reprogram their subconscious not to become successful. Of course, the goal of the life is not to become worldly successful, but spiritually successful. So we don't teach that. But you can, even if you didn't go as deep as possible to realize the reason or cause of your anger, you can actually train your subconscious mind not to become angry in the situation that it would make you angry before. So you can retrain yourself, and that is again by meditation, by observation, by realizing what affects you and bring that anger out. And next time that situation arose and the anger starts rising, go to that stillness within and look at that anger and calm it down and get control over that part of your precious mind. As you do more this often, you learn how to stay in that calm state instead of letting the subconscious mind take over your conscious mind. So that is what meditation also does, eventually give you more and more power over the subconscious mind and the demands of the subconscious mind, and therefore you become calmer and more collected person, and the situations that affect other people easily does not affect you anymore. And actually that is the goal of the meditation, is to be calm and collected and understanding every situation, as the San Francis of Assisi says, eventually you seek to understand instead of to be understood. Sometimes we get angry because we feel people don't understand us. But have you seen in any scripture that says the people should understand you? Or it says, know thyself, understand yourself. Don't be, unhappy if the people don't understand you. Do you understand yourself? See, that is again, it's from the flesh that we want to be understood instead of understanding other people. As we become more a spirit, subconscious mind, of course, will be dissolved, and we become less with any subconscious mind, and we are connected to unconscious mind or God. God doesn't have any anger. Even if he is angry, there is a good reason for it, and usually they are very effective and usually accomplish something instead of just boasting in anger. Okay, you say that you try and fail at it again and again. It means that you need a deeper meditation. Do you meditate? If you do not meditate, go to our meditation room and find the technique that we teach how to meditate. And if you, of course, understand that, you will practice that meditation, and hopefully, little by little, you will overcome the anger or problem you have. Okay? There's a question here. God eyes. There are many who claim to be the Christ, or Maitreya. Return again at this time. How do you explain this?
It's very easy to explain. It's explained. This, at that time, many will come in my name and claim that they are Christ. Okay?
And they call themselves Christ or Maitreya or whatever at that time is supposed to be the name of the coming of the Messiah or the Prophet, which will bring the revelation. So, it is not surprising that many have come and claimed this, and the only way you can separate and know the truth is first, if you have the Spirit of God in you, if you are a spiritual, if you truly are a seeker, if you have overcome dogmas and your narrowness of conditioned mind in your cultural religion. The second step is, what is the credential, what is the resume of the person who claimed to be the Messiah, the Maitreya, the Christ? Have they fulfilled the prophecies of their coming? Are they unique in the sense that God sent they will be? Not everybody can come say, I am Messiah, if they don't have that uniqueness that God made it, so those who are seeking the truth can find Him. If they don't have that uniqueness, then they are not. That's why we encourage everybody to go and see our website and the revelation that is based on the Word of God, the prophecies that is fulfilled, which foretold by God will be fulfilled, and see that indeed the genealogy also matches what God said it will be. So if you have the Spirit of God in you, if you're truly seeking the truth, if you're looking for the person that God sent, He will come with all these credentials, then you will see no one else on earth has this resume and credential that this mission and the revealer of this revelation has. Therefore, you drop all other Maitreyas and Christ and say, there has to be only one. God didn't say, I'm going to send millions of people who say, I know the truth and I'm going to follow my own way and everybody should follow it. But he didn't say that. The scripture never said everybody have the truth. He says, only one opened the book sealed with the seven seals. Actually, even one couldn't be found until later. And John thought the book is not going to be opened. And he started crying and it was very unhappy. So we can see that all this thing has been revealed to humanity clearly, so the seeker of the truth can find this revelation and understand this teaching and realize, yes, this is based on the Word of God, it's based on the Scripture, it's based on the Bible, it reveals that God will send Quran and Bayan and Upanishads and, you know, and other religions, and now it has. And therefore, you are free from all the bondages that has come before you. The one that wants say Maitreya, do not really understand what he's saying. Okay, apparently, Gilney R.S. has a question. Says the one that wants say, well, apparently, Gilgan, the people here don't understand what you mean. If you want to explain it in a greater degree so we can understand Maitreya, it is a man's name. Well, Maitreya actually is the name prophesied by Buddhists to come, and when he comes, he will bring the kingdom of God on earth and destroy the ignorance and replace the Buddhism with a new religion. So it's just not a name, it is an expectation of coming of Buddhist, what you call it, Messiah or new Buddha or the next Buddha or the last Buddha. The same being that the Buddhists are waiting for is Kalki avatar in Hinduism, or the 10th avatar that will come, and that's going to be the last avatar will come in the Hindu religion. Therefore, Maitreya is an expectation. The Kalki avatar is an expectation. The 7th angel is an expectation. Mahdi is an expectation. They're just not names that has been given, you know, to the person who bring the last revelation of God. Therefore, just name is not the important part, but that expectation which comes with that name is which we have to recognize and realize it. That's another thing. All these names are given again to make this revelation and revealer very, very unique. And no other person who calls themselves Christ or Maitreya have this uniqueness. And they haven't opened the 7 seals. The book sealed with the 7 seal. So it's very easy, actually, to find the difference between this revelation and mission and all those that claim to be the expected one. So if you have gone and study our teaching and realization and the revelation and the all the things that have come to do this mission, you shouldn't have any problem to realize and recognize the difference between this claim and the claim from other people on the world. Okay, we eventually received some questions, which was good, and but they have been already answered many, many times. And if anybody is here and have their questions, they can come go to our website, and there are many, many CDs and sounds that have answered many of the questions that come up in this room. And actually, it sounds like all the question answers, because I don't see any new questions coming up at all. If this is the question, it's been asked many hundred times, you know, how do you know this revealer or this revelation is from God and other claims are not? And we have answered that so many times, that look at the prophecies, look at the genealogy, look at the credential, look at the name, look at the revelation, look at the 7 seals are open and all religions are unified. Nobody has that on earth. Okay, the question is, do you believe in Islam? Islam is the 4th seal. Yes, we believe that Abraham, God promised Abraham 2 promises, the scepter and the birthright. The scepter is the kingly spiritual domination, or a Messiah or a prophet that came as Prophet Muhammad. And the scepter, the birthright is the material possession that was promised to Prophet Muhammad, to Abram and his children, which was the children of Ishmael. And you can see the Arabs, or the children of Ishmael, have a great part of the earth from Saudi Arabia to Spain to South America. They are all the children of Ishmael. But the Prophet said he is the last or see, that's another question have been asked so many times. Each person. But the Prophet Muhammad said he is the last Prophet. He said he is Khatim or Khatam. Khatim of course means the last, and Khatam means the seal or the top of a ring. And if you look at the greatest sign, it looks like a ring, it's round, and Islam is very top. So indeed, Prophet Muhammad is the Khatam or the seal of Prophet in our teaching. And he brought the highest spiritual realization to humanity. And that is to be surrendered and submissive to God. That is the highest. If you recognize this revelation is from God, and God has promised that the seven angels come, and also He is the one who is going to open the seven seals and reveal the whole truth of God, then all the Muslims should be surrendered and submissive to the will of God and accept this revelation as the last revelation of God and become a part of it. That is what surrendering and submission means. To see God's will and accept it and surrender and submit into it. So in that sense, he was the last prophet because no other prophet could bring greater revelation or truth than what he brought. So that argument between Muslim and Baha'is, that Muslim said, Muhammad said, he is Khatim, the last prophet, and Baha'i said, no, he said he's Khatam, the seal of the prophet, is resolved here. We explained really clearly that he was, the both words are correct. He is Khatam as the seal of the prophet or at the top of the greatest sign, and he is Khatam as he brought the highest spiritual realization. So we do indeed accept Prophet Muhammad as sent by God, that he has been promised to the Abram, and he came as the Messiah or the Prophet. You know, Muslim call it Prophet, Christian call it Messiah. It's really the same thing. He's a messenger of God. He's foretold to come, fulfill the prophecies, comes and bring the message to humanity. Therefore, we do see it clearly that God, His did promise Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad to come, and he is a part of our teachings. It is the fourth seal. What are you saying about it? What is that? But the Prophet said in another hadith, he said, there is no prophet after me. What are you saying about that? Well, we do not accept hadith as the word of God. There have been many addings and many controversial hadiths. And of course, we know the human nature that they like to make their prophets the greatest and best, and they bring many words of human into the word of God and prophet. Therefore, hadiths are not accepted as the word of God for us, and we only accept Quran. Even Quran to a limited degree, because even Quran was had many versions and many words of the God did not really enter the last version of Quran. Okay, it says, you know, many religions tell you if you leave theirs, you will be damned. They scare you not to believe in anything else. If you don't believe in hadith, then you don't believe in Quran. No, we believe in Quran. Hadith is not the word of God. That is the saying of Prophet Muhammad. And Prophet Muhammad said, follow the word of God. And the word of God is in Quran, not saying of Prophet. So that is the belief of Muslim, that you have to believe in hadith. Even in Islam itself, I was born a Muslim, so I know about that culture and teaching pretty good. Even in Islam, there are many controversy about the hadith, and they are not all accepted. They are categorized, and many people said he heard the one that he said that he heard it from somebody that he said someone else said that Prophet Muhammad said something like that. So you can see said. If you have ever played the telephone game, that one person says something from the first person, and the second, just the second person, the third person. By the time to get to the third and fourth person, the story completely changes. So, yes, the Quran says, follow the Prophet's words which come in the revelation in Quran, but not every word that he said. And also, as we said, the hadith is contaminated, and therefore it is not the whole word of Quran and God. Yes, Prophet Muhammad, follow him only if it is the word of God. Not he said that somebody heard, somebody else said that, somebody else said somebody else, that the Prophet Muhammad said something like that. So it's absolutely not the word of God. So all the hadiths are false. No, well, I'm not saying all of them are false, but that is what the falsity comes into a religion or teaching. They say a lot of truth, and then they slip in a couple of untruths into it, and that teaching becomes false, and it becomes false teaching. So I'm not saying all the hadiths are incorrect, or the Prophet Muhammad didn't say a lot of them. He might have, but at the same time, it is not something you can bet your life and your salvation on it, because the only way of salvation is the word of God. And when something is in doubt, you should not accept it wholeheartedly. And that is why we do not accept the hadith as the word of God. Quran is mostly in the word of God. Even Quran, there was more than two versions of it, and they eventually, Abu Bakr, Osman had to accept one of them as the official Quran, because many people who knew Quran died in a fight in Yemen. So you can see that even Quran, not completely written down and completely put when Prophet Muhammad said it in a book. The only revelation which came to the Prophet was written down, typed, published, and perfected is this revelation from this mission. No other prophet ever has done this, and that is again another sign of the perfection of this revelation. Therefore, we can see that even Prophet Muhammad, he said himself, he didn't reveal the whole tablet. So Muslims have to understand this thing and realize. Even Muslims are waiting for a Mahdi or a prophet or Christ to return at the end time, and when he comes, he will reveal that the things they didn't know before. And that's exactly what's happening here in this mission. We have revealed something even Muslims don't know. You know, even Baha'is don't know, even Christians don't know, even Jews don't know. If all the hadiths are corrupted, then the Quran is corrupt. Who said all the hadiths are corrupted? There are a lot of truth in it. Read them, understand them, love them, the truth. But not all of them are from God. And you believe that the Quran is corrupted, then... Alright, well, I'm not going to argue with you. You know, if you want to just go ahead and type what you believe, it's okay. But I never said that all the hadith is corrupted, and I did not see all the Quran is corrupted. I'm just telling you that there were two versions of Quran. It's a historical fact. No, I don't have to say it. This is a historical fact. There were many versions of Quran, and eventually, Osman had to choose one of them. Okay, God, what aspect of God are you revealing to humanity at this time that never has been revealed before? Oh, there is a lot of things that you have to read our teaching and delve into it to see so many things. And we just explained about Khatam and Khatim. Nobody ever explained this, that they're compatible. Both words are accepted as the last prophet, So he brought the highest spiritualization and the seal of the prophet as it is in the greatest sign. So this is just a small example. Again, the major difference is that we have explained how all the religions of the world are a part of a greater truth. And that greater truth is eternal divine path. And this eternal divine path unifies all religions of the world and explains how God sent all of them separately with a specific message. And when you put them all together, based on the word of God, that says when the seven angels come, he will reveal the whole truth. Now it has. Therefore, the most important part is the revelation of the eternal divine path. But if you really understand our teaching, you will see so many things that has been explained that is not explainable or explained before it. Now, the people who understand this thing, they absolutely become clear, crystal clear of what God meant, what he did, what he said, why it happened, who it was for, and how it falls into his plan. So that is what we have to see, and how this revelation is absolutely different than any other revelation before it. No other revelation explained the differences as much as it has. So there's much, much to understand and see the difference in of this revelation. What do you say about the different categories of hadith? Well, I don't go too much into hadith. They, as I said, are okay. You know, they have a lot of truth, and Prophet Muhammad did bring a lot of wonderful truth in this hadith, and I encourage actually people who want to read them. He said fantastic wisdom in them, and if you read them, it helps you a lot. You know, but as I said, it's just like Paul in Christianity. But he said a lot of wonderful things, you know. But he has given a couple of false things into his teaching, and he created a lot of confusion and appeal to ego and stuff, saying the things that appeal to a spirit, and a lot of people fail for it, you know. And if it appeals to ego, it is not truth. If it appeals to the spirit, it is from God. So we have that kind of teaching in every religion, and that's what the people in different religions should understand, that they should overcome these dogmas, these misunderstandings, these things that are not absolute from the spirit, and eventually they become one, okay, according to eternal divine path and this revelation, and see where the religion falls. So I'm not going to go in detail about the categories of hadith and all that. The only thing is they're okay, but they're not completely from God, and they can have some falsity in them. If you need it, you are done. Okay. I just received an PM, but that question has been answered already. So you can see that yes, indeed, your religion is okay. Islam has a beautiful things in it. It's wonderful revelation, and but it doesn't have the, you know, the whole truth. It is not the last revelation, and Prophet Muhammad never claimed to be the seventh angel or opened the book with the seven seals, but he was foretold by God that he will come, and that is what Christians and Jews should, and Hindus and Buddhists have to understand, that he was foretold to come. So was Bab and Baha'u'llah. And so the teaching of the six seals and this teaching, this is from the seventh angel. This claim is claiming this is the seventh angel. This is the revelation that God said will reveal the whole truth. And he has. And we have. And therefore, now is the time for Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, everybody to recognize and realize the difference between what they have, what God has been doing, what the history was, how their religion is okay, but it is not exactly what they think it is. It is a little different or a lot different than what they think it should be. They have to go and read the scripture, understand God's way, and accept that. That is your duty as a Muslim, to be surrendered and submissive to God and recognize his word and become a part of His revelation.
Okay. What do you mean that Islam is not complete?
Well, if somebody wants to post the Surah 15, Surah 5, chapter, I mean, verse 15 for him, God completely clearly says it is the most religion that has been examined it over the thousands of years. Yes, I know what the Muslim believe, and as required of this room is, we encourage you go to our website and study our teaching, see what we say about Islam, and this question has been answered many, many times. First Prophet Muhammad clearly in Surah 5, verse 15, clearly says, here it is, that Shirin just put it up, well, it's not the whole eternal tablet, Surah 5, 15, the tablet spread, and also Surah, ornament of gold, verse 4, yes, it Quran is an essential part of the eternal tablet, the source of all the scriptures which we possess. It is an essential. It is not the whole thing. He didn't reveal the whole truth to humanity. Can you challenge Dr. Zakir? Yes, I can. Tell Dr. Zakir come here and let us have a... Actually, that is what this room is all about. Let's have a dawa. Let's have a challenging, discussion with whoever wants to challenge this revelation, and let's see what is the truth of it is. Of course I will tell him to come. I'll be here next week, and let's Mr. Zakir come and let us talk about it, that this revelation is actually the revelation that Muslims are waiting for, and God has revealed it for them too. God clearly says that Muslim or Islam will take over 1/4 of the earth, and they already have, and they will not be able to convert the whole earth to that religion, because that is not the will of God. And as they try harder, they will find out they are going to be in more and more trouble with other religions and people. But this religion is the one that has come for every human and for every man and woman, and we do not challenge their base of their truth or revelation or prophet, but we expand them to realize and recognize God in a great degree. Yes, please tell anybody who likes to come and challenge me here, come over. Actually, I'm waiting for that kind of a challenge for a long time. I was thinking to make the weekly conversation to 1 hour, because it's mostly me coming here and repeating the whole thing. But if you challenge me to that thing, tell Dr. Zakir to come here next week at Saturday at 10 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, and we will discuss Islam and any other religion. If any preacher in Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Baha'i, any teaching that you have there that people want to know more and challenge me on it and discuss it with me, they are welcome to come here and discuss this wonderful thing that have come to. Maybe they can see the truth, and if we can have all these people come and become a part of this teaching, then we can spread it in a greater degree, and eventually Muslims see, yes indeed, Prophet Muhammad also have told of coming of this revelation. So I leave all of you to God again for this week, and have a wonderful week. Be with God. And again, read our teaching, realize what we have here, and come and join and spread this revelation to every corner on earth. Salam, everybody.